found an old postcard I wrote on the back. With some change in my pocket, I bought a few stamps. Hello, this is Postcards from Home, a show where we talk about old postcards and then we mail one to somebody. My name is Dave and this is my beautiful wife, Jenny.
Hi.
Is that all you're going to say?
Hello, World Wide Web. Once again, episode 3.
Episode 3. We've done two of these already.
Yes.
We're on a roll.
Yes, we are.
Hey, our last show featured a postcard from Kansas. It was Kansas, the Wheat State. Some people may not realize that Kansas is also known as the Wheat State. And we mailed it to our friends Ron and Tracy, who we've known for how long?
About 27 years.
So you're the mathematician in the family, so that's why.
Well, we've been married 25, and Tracy was my RA my freshman year of college in 1985.
There you go. And Ron and Tracy live in Topeka. Okay. Topeka is also home of the Artomat. There's a really cool thing going on where you can go to an old cigarette machine, and artists have put in, instead of cigarettes inside the machine, they've got little pieces of artwork that are literally 2 1/8 by 3 1/4 by 7 1/8 of an inch. The size of a cigarette.
Cigarette pack.
Yeah. And we only knew that, I only knew this, and Jenny knows it too, because we found one in
Lake by what town do we camp out at? By Lake Michigan.
South Haven,
Michigan.
Yeah.
I bought a cigarette box of earrings.
And I bought a cigarette box full of 3D artwork. If you didn't know about that, there is one at the state capitol the last time I checked. And if you want to go there, check out Artomat, that's artomat.org, and it'll have all the information there. But anyway, that's Topeka. Ron and Tracy, thanks for listening. You're great friends, and spread the word, and maybe the postcards will keep going in that direction. Today, we're going to be talking about another postcard from a different place. But before we do that, we've got something to share with you.
Yes. After we did our second show, we unexpectedly received a postcard from my brother Steve and his lovely wife Diane in Curtis, Nebraska.
Jenny's hometown.
And it's a postcard of a windmill and horses in the pasture, and it just says Nebraska on it. And I can tell you from experience, much of Nebraska looks like this. But anyway, the postcard said, "Hi, Steve and I are longtime listeners of your show and thought it was finally time to send you a postcard from Deep America, otherwise known as Nebraska. We love you both. Keep up the educating of the masses, Diane."
I never thought we were educating people, but
I guess we are.
According to Steve and Diane.
And then Brother Steve wrote, "Yeah, I'm still offended that the Kansas postcard had no reference to the big ball of twine at Cocker City."
Steve is referencing the Kansas postcard that we mailed to Ron and Tracy from the Wheat State that had a lot of other landmarks on there, but
we couldn't mention them all.
Right.
Too many.
and that one actually did not have the largest, world's largest ball of twine, which Steve was offended by.
Nor did it show Monument Rocks near Grove. Good show, Steve.
So thank you, Steve and Diane. Steve and Diane were actually the receivers of the very first postcard we sent out, which was...
That's right.
Howdy.
From the Painted Desert.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a story about my brother Steve.
You can listen to that on show number one. And this other postcard we got was from...
My cousin, Jessica, and I don't know if this is on purpose or if she just sent us, if she heard about postcards from home. I know her mom, Gail, listens to our show.
Yay.
Anyway, she is an architecture major at Manhattan State College in Kansas. And she's living in Italy for a semester studying Italian architecture.
So awesome.
She sent us a postcard from Orvieto, Italy. And it says, "Dear Dave and Jenny, ciao from Italy. This country is beautiful. Hope y'all are doing well. Wish you guys could visit. It's a country everyone should see in their life. The cathedral you see is about a minute from my apartment, so I see beautiful architecture every day. Every weekend, my class and I take field trips to different cities around Italy. I'm so blessed to have this opportunity. For spring break, Dan and I went to Barcelona, Spain, probably my favorite place." Dan is her boyfriend. Mm. "You guys should go there too. Well, I'll see y'all soon. Love you, Jessica." So thank you, Jessica.
Thank
that
you.
Was totally unexpected.
Yeah, we didn't see that
Italy.
Coming at all. Now we actually have a postcard from Italy. So, yeah, thank you, Steve and Diane and Jessica. Today's postcard is from Greenfield, Iowa.
Yes, and it has a picture of the Opera House circa 1900, and it's called the Warren Opera House. Dave actually purchased this postcard in Greenfield, Iowa last weekend, which is a small town west of Des Moines, about an hour, in the countryside of Iowa, a real pretty small town, with a working opera house, and that evening there happened to be a jazz concert. Now, the reason we went to Greenfield, Iowa, other than it being an interesting town and home of the opera house, is we met up with four of my siblings and their significant others. Mm-hmm. Brother Steve and wife Diane, sister Mary Jo and...
Neighbor Joe.
Her neighbor, Joe. And Ben and his wife Janice and sister Andy and her husband Drupo.
Yeah.
So we all finally hooked up by 2:30, stayed till almost 7 o'clock, and then Dave and I followed Ben and Janice home to Des Moines, while the rest stayed in the Greenfield Hotel and went to the jazz show at the Opera House. So
yeah.
We had a great time.
It's not the first time Jenny and her family have kind of swarmed onto a small town and taken over some old building or old opera house or old schoolhouse.
We like staying in old hotels.
Yeah. They come and take over a town like a biker gang, but they're much nicer.
Yeah.
Some lucky listener is going to be receiving this postcard from Greenfield, Iowa, but yet it will have an Overland Park postmark on it. But know that at one time it was in Greenfield, Iowa. Maybe it will be you. In the meantime, thanks for listening. And this has been Postcards from Home. I'm Dave.
I'm Jenny.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
So watch out for my postcard, it's coming to you. And if you have some loose change, then you can send me one too.